As I rode up in the elevator to the 12th floor of 50 Lafayette Street in Lower Manhattan, I had that rare, gorgeous sensation of not knowing what was going to happen. I was there to see a dance piece entitled Descent by choreographer Noémie LaFrance. LaFrance had found a different kind of space that sparked her imagination. Let's just say it was a slightly more vertical arrangement.
It all came about when I saw the stairwell for the first time, because I went to visit a friend up on the 13th floor where there are studios, and I just looked down and I thought that I wanted to have a woman on each floor. I arrived at the 12th floor and I saw down. That's the view I wanted to offer, but I didn't want it to stay there. Hi, thanks for coming to see Descent. Have a great show.
LaFrance leads her audience into the top landing, and from the beginning we are immersed in the aural fog of an echoing soundscape. The stairwell's grand. It's made of marble, with ceilings at each landing that are 20 feet high. We press together and gingerly lean over the top railing, peering down into the telescope of the stairwell. A dozen individual dancers swing and sway, curled around the snaking banister, floor by floor by floor. They are impossibly synchronized. Costumed in twirling aprons and white pajama shorts, they often lean over or back, calling to each other in a sudden ripple of companionship.
It's really fun because you've got the vertical thing going on.
Camille Dieterle is one of the dancers in the piece.
You can look up and down, and it's got a dramatic, sort of breathtaking feeling at times, and we get to hang over and see each other. So there's kind of like a communication going on a vertical way, which I've never done before. Usually it's, you know, you're just standing on a regular space.
Any dancer who came into that space the first time, whatever movements they do, they don't know what it looks like because it looks different from the top. And so I have to start telling them, you know, I only see the top of your head. You can't do that. You have to show me something else, you know. And then they start doing just like one small movement, opening their chin up or something. And that movement becomes a huge thing.
Huge. With 12 women doing it simultaneously over a downward expanse of 250 feet. And the soundtrack by Brooks Williams adds its own exponential factor. A foundation of pre-recorded sounds of the stairwell is piped in and amplified. It's vertigo-inducing, the multiplicity of what we see and hear.
It's a great illusion that you can see all a bit of all the floors. There's this weird feeling that you're so close but so far.
The well itself, the space which the banister encircles, is an oblong capsule-shaped aperture, just 3 feet wide by about 20 feet long. Rather than an atrium, this stairwell has the air of a back route, a path of surreptitious escape.
I get sort of a spooky feeling there sometimes, especially when you're on a floor by yourself and all you hear is music and you don't really hear anyone. You know there's people around, but you feel very alone. It's kind of strange.
There was a very strong sense of intimacy because of the fact that you can peek into those small areas from above and that someone could be doing something, which, you know, it happens in reality. Like for example, one time I caught these women who were praying, three of them sitting and kind of reciting some prayer, and it was stunning, you know? And I was above like a few floors. I'm hearing something. Where is it? What is it? And I go down and then I could see it. They didn't see me, you know, and there's this whole, it's very secretive thing about that space.
50 Lafayette Street was built in the late 19th century, originally housing an insurance company. Now it's a court building for the city.
The space itself has a life, and it's so nice to imagine all the people who have been through these stairs and what they leave. I really believe in that everyone, every single person leaves a trace where they go.
As she created the work, LaFrance decided to mix in traces of the rest of us.
My question was always, how can I get my audience to move?
So she puts her audience at the top of the stairwell, and during breaks of the dance, she has them do what comes naturally. Segment by segment, floor by floor, they descend.
They're not professional dancers, you know, so they don't have that same kinesthetic experience, but they're moving. And one of the moments I really like about that is when they start looking up and down. So then they're going through this kind of waves with their bodies, and they're leaning over. They have to squeeze. They have to be close together.
And there's a surprise coming, because suddenly there are also dancers on the floors above, which the audience just vacated. Though we've seen no dancers pass on the stairs. Yet now they're looking right at us from all angles. The audience members, craning necks up and down, are now literally in descent. Above it, below it, inside it. People are actually astonished.
I think that it's kind of a special experience to actually go into a real place to see a show, you know? The audience is seeing something which they can't really completely understand. Is it mirrors? No, it's not mirrors, it's actual. And then you'll go there and you get to understand this, the place that you're in. You're in a stairwell, you feel like you're lost somewhere, you know? And it's 12 stories, it's beyond human, you know, it's huge.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
Noémie LaFrance's dance company will perform their next site-specific project in a parking garage this fall. To find out more, visit our website, studio360.org.